9:07. Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
A woman holding a large, white, fluffy cat in her arms against the backdrop of a bombed-out building and ash-covered street in Beirut is the stark image taken by Associated Press photographer Hassan Ammar, carried on the front of today's Irish Examiner. The Irish Times and Irish Independent run with another picture taken by the same photographer on their front pages, showing a man walking past a smouldering building which had been hit earlier by an Israeli airstrike. The Examiner leads with a call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for an end to the deadly cycle of tit-for-tat violence in the Middle East, while The Independent focuses on the plight of Irish troops in Lebanon, reporting that soldiers at Camp Shamrock are in a difficult situation with reduced access to food and water. For its lead story, the Irish Times runs with the line that preparations are underway to fast-track legislation related to the budget, which would facilitate an election in November. Budget backlash provides the Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror with their lead stories this morning. The Mail reports that coalition TDs and senators were bombarded with hundreds of angry messages from business owners in the hospitality sector, pledging to punish them at the ballot box for ignoring their rate cut plea. While the Mirror covers the political reaction to the plan to spend €9 million on pouches for pupils to store their mobile phones in at school. Two different inquests received coverage in the front of two of today's other tabloids. The Irish Daily Star leads with the decision to adjourn the inquest into the death of 48-year-old Jason Hennessy, who died after he was shot in a restaurant in Blanchardstown in Dublin last Christmas Eve. Gardaí applied for the adjournment because the deceased was due to face money laundering charges next year related to the activities of a criminal gang. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, reports on the ongoing inquest into the death of Pat Murphy, who died after a 9-hour wait in A&E at Cork University Hospital last September. The 34-year-old had fallen ill while he was at home watching a football match on television with his wife and child. The Belfast Telegraph continues to lead with the Sinn Féin controversy over the resignation of two of its press officers after it emerged that they'd given job references to the British Heart Foundation for their colleague Michael McMonagall, who last week pleaded guilty to child sex offences. In a tweet yesterday, former Sinn Féin MLA Karen Mullen accused the party of a serious breach of safeguarding for not informing the British Heart Foundation that Mr McMonagall was under police investigation. The universal welcome which the approval of the project to upgrade the A5 received yesterday generates the lead story in today's Irish News. And finally, back in the front of the Times, Conor Gallagher has a story about the decision to withdraw soldiers from guard duty at Portlaoise Prison after 51 years on duty. Since 1973, the prison has been guarded by a platoon of armed Defence Forces troops due to concerns about paramilitary breakouts. During that time, soldiers were involved in several high-profile incidents, including a riot in which they had to rescue hostages and retake control of the prison in 1974. But with just five prisoners left on E Wing, which is used to house paramilitary prisoners, the troops have now been withdrawn, and it's thought that the wing may soon be closed entirely.